Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. John, you can join us as well, my advocacy and policy officer.
Yeah, nice, man. I didn't get a chance to give you some love, John. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So today, you want to talk about a specific, actually a school district, the Highland School District. Explain what's going on.
John, take us away.
Absolutely. So to keep it very brief, we were approached by some concerned family members and community members in the Highland School District in northeastern Allegheny County in the summer of 2023. That led to us kind of assessing the situation, hearing all the stories from not just current students, even just high school students, but elementary students currently there, even grandparents that attended decades ago, recounting stories that, you know, are a same through line, really, that goes across generations. And they were mainly issues of racial discrimination and harassment, disproportionate disciplinary actions against students of color, failure to provide adequate support for students with disabilities with IEP plans and 504 plans. And that led to us working with the Education Law Center, calling them and contacting them. And we wrote a letter to the school district. That led to us having a meeting with the superintendent and the solicitor back in October. And we agreed out of that meeting to present to them in due time an action plan. And while drafting the action plan, we had meetings with families, the Allegheny Family Network, which is a family support group in the region, had a couple sessions with us. We were able to provide through the ELC educational material to parents that have children with disabilities or facing racial discrimination. And we drafted the plan. We sent it to the school district about a week or two ago, April 3rd. And this is where we're at now. We're waiting for the school district to respond.
Well, good for you. Good for you for standing up and fighting for these kids because they have no one. And I think it's wonderful, man.
It's surprising that it has taken this long. But that said, so generally, what is the plan?
So the plan is pretty comprehensive. It's, you know, luckily we're able to work with the Education Law Center, who added some legal backing and support to the plan. But key components include the appointment of an independent monitor to oversee implementation of the action plan.
Nice.
Revision of policies and practices on reporting and addressing racial harassment, discipline, and special education dress code, as well as stakeholder engagement and comprehensive training for school staff.
Is this something, John, you feel that you can roll out to other school districts?
I mean, we would have to kind of take it from a case-by-case basis. I mean, as you guys are both aware, there's, you know, dozens upon dozens of school districts in this county alone, and we are just one group, and ELC is just one group in and of themselves. But we are, at this time, dedicated to working with families and the school district in Highlands to see what changes can be made for the benefit of their community. Honestly, we believe that, you know, other districts can take a hard look at their current policies. I'm sure many out there are facing, you know, very similar challenges as Highlands. And I think there's lessons that could be learned across the board for multiple school districts on how to better support their students if they're, you know, being racially discriminated against or discriminated against for other issues such as
I love what you're doing. How has the district responded, John?
We are still waiting. Yeah. I mean, we just sent the letter out less than 2 weeks ago. We're waiting to see what the school district says. But we've extended an olive branch to them. I mean, the point of us going public with this is to raise awareness for other families to know that there's somebody there working to address these issues they've had for a long time. But we've extended the olive branch multiple times to the school district, and we're pretty much waiting on them to see what they say next.
But, of course, they're going to say none of this happens, and they're wonderful.
Well, that's not what the students and families
right
are saying.
On.
And I will say,
no,
you know,
I'm with you,
actually personally met with the students
nice.
The first time.
Nice.
And just seeing their defeat literally in shame and, you know, their heads down, it was very disheartening for me as a parent. So when I said that quote, I mean, it really just blew me away. And it's a pervasive issue. And so we're not here as foe. We're here to work together. And the nice thing about what John and ELC has done is really work with the community. So it's not just one incident. They've had community engagement sessions. So it hasn't been just like, oh, through a press release. This has gone on for 8 months. So we want to, you know, create solutions, create a less hostile environment where children, all children can thrive despite, you know, race or disability. I think, you know, it's really important. I believe that, you know, as this works through, hopefully in a positive way, it could serve as a model for other districts. Because let's face it, there are many districts where there are small concentrations of people of color that have challenges. I've heard, you know, we've got complaints from, I'm not going to name the school district, but at least about four. And even yesterday, as we were talking about it, someone said, oh, I'm dealing with the same thing in my school district right now. I'm glad you're addressing this.
Well, when you get a response, we will be very interested to hear about it. We appreciate you bringing it to light. And thank John Ukenya, Advocacy Policy Officer with the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, and Carlos T. Carter, the President and CEO. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Carlos, will you give John my cell number so he can reach out? I love this story. I got to stay on top of that.
Yeah, definitely I will. I'll make sure that he has that. And John's the real deal, you know.
Love
he
him.
Really cares. We
Love
really
him.
Care. And, it's you know, it's this is integral to the work of the Urban League is fighting for diversity and inclusion in every space. We want all people to be able to thrive and feel safe and be educated because that's what schools are there, to empower children, educate them, and prepare them for the bright future. That's what their role is.
All right, Carlos and John, thank you.
Thank you.